You might remember from the first CD in this audio series that there's solid scientific evidence for the idea that if you want to have a satisfying relationship, there are certain specific abilities you have to have. And among those abilities, one of the most important ones is the ability to react effectively at moments when you become dissatisfied with how your partner is thinking or acting. The problem is that for most of us, these tend to be moments when, especially if what our partners are doing seem offensive or if we feel mistreated, these are the moments when we're least likely to be paying attention to how we're reacting and most likely to be paying attention to how out of line our partners are thinking or acting. In these situations, common sense would seem to suggest that, no, what needs to happen for my relationship to be more satisfying is my partner needs to stop doing things that aren't right. But evidence from relationship studies suggests that this just won't happen. If you're in a long-term intimate relationship, studies suggest that sooner or later you're going to feel like your partner's thinking or actions are out of line or misguided in some way. But that's not necessarily because your partner is doing something wrong. In fact, relationship studies suggest that most of the time when people feel offended or mistreated, there isn't anything wrong with either of their expectations. It's not a matter of right or wrong, it's a matter of being at cross purposes. There are a variety of different ways of prioritizing things in relationships that can work. And of course, we don't like it when our partner's priorities are different than ours, and usually we feel offended. That'll happen no matter who you're partnered up with. Evidence suggests that if you don't know how to distinguish when your partner is really wrong from when you're just at cross purposes, your relationship is going to go downhill. Of course, there are some things that people do that really are misguided or deficient or wrong in some way, and those things need to be addressed head-on. I'll talk about how people who are effective react in situations when their partners really are doing things that are misguided or harmful or wrong in some way in a recording on Disc 3 of this series. But right now, I'm going to be talking about situations where the first task is to avoid making the monumental mistake of believing your partner is misguided or wrong when she's not.